Sam, can you believe we started Interview Boss in 2021?
Not really. It's insane. That's a lot of episodes and a lot of hours of talking.
Oh my gosh, it is. And if you're scrolling through all of our episodes, you might scroll straight past something that you really, really needed.
Yes, we're always getting messages from people asking us to do an episode on something, and I'm like, we already have.
So we've put together playlists to help you find the episodes that are exactly what you need, suited to your situation.
They're all categorized. If you're applying for jobs, we have episodes about resumes, cover letters, job ads. If you've been offered your dream job, we have episodes on resigning, exit interviews, and how to impress at your new company.
And we even have a very special playlist that's very popular for if you have an interview coming up immediately and you need just our most recommended hard-hitting episodes between now and then.
For all our last-minute listeners. It's all there for you. You can browse by category and check out all the playlists at interviewboss.com.au/podcast.
Think about it as if someone was asking you, why are you buying that shampoo? And you said, well, I need to wash my hair. And you'd be like, yeah, well, obviously, like that's why shampoo exists.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Interview Boss. My name is Emma. I'm a radio journalist who's teamed up with my sister to give you advice, inspiration, and support when you're looking for a new job. Sarah is a HR and recruitment professional, and together we're excited to give you all the tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes knowledge to help you in your career.
Hey, Em, and welcome back, everyone. Em, it's time for our favorite part of the podcast. It's the Shoot Your Shot shout out. This is where we celebrate you guys, our amazing listeners. You've gone out there, you've shot your shot, you've used our wonderful advice, and you've come back and reported back. And this week, we're shouting out Aaron, who bought us 5 coffees. Thanks, Aaron.
Yes, thought I would platform Aaron because he's one of our few blokes that listen. So got to shout out the men that are listening because they are out there. He said, hey girls, I'm Aaron. I just wanted to write in and say thank you. Your podcast was a little beacon of sanity throughout a very long, stressful and competitive interview process. I applied for my state's fire and rescue service last year and followed along with your podcast for resume preparation, group assessment tips, interview prep tips and guidance. Those best bits kick butt. And even on the advice like clenching my toes, not his butt. He clenched his toes and he said it did work. I found out last week that I'm one of the very lucky few, 60 from 8,000 applicants who successfully gained a position on a training course. I know I wouldn't have got here without the help of the pod and you gals keeping me on track. Thanks again. And unfortunately, I don't know if I'll be listening again because I hope to spend the rest of my career helping the community and keeping people safe. But I might tune back in just to see what's new in the interview world. Thanks, legends.
Oh, Aaron. My God.
Your big firefighter. That's so cool.
I have actually helped quite a few people in interview coaching sessions going through stuff like this. Applying for fire and rescue is actually a really popular thing that people apply for year after year. And it's so incredibly competitive, multiple stages, really hard to get into. And then there's also other things like that I didn't realize, like park rangers and parks and wildlife services or whatever the version of that is. And this is in multiple countries too. This isn't just in Australia. So I know how tough those processes can be. A lot of people apply 6 years in a row and they get in on their 7th. Like, it's crazy. So that is so, so cool that he got in 60 out of 8,000.
I love that. He's like, look, I might not need to keep listening because I am planning on spending the rest of my life rescuing grandmas from burning buildings, which I love. But you never know because you might go for a promotion and you might need to interview again. So keep us in your back pocket.
That is so true. But also, we fully approve of you not needing to return. If you don't need us, then that's fine. Just make sure that in every conversation that you have in the future of your life, if someone mentions the word interview or job or career, then you just send them our way and that will be paying us back.
That's enough. If you want to get accepted into fire and rescue like Aaron and you need a little bit of help to get there, you can check out Sarah's one-on-one interview coaching sessions. You can also check out Interview Academy. If the times and the stars don't align, you can get on-demand help to step you through the entire process, brainstorming your best bits, coming up with your career story, having a go-to cheat sheet that you can take into the interview with you. You can find out all about it at interviewboss.com.au/coaching.
And if you liked one of our episodes, you used one of our tips, or you have a particular question and maybe we've kind of answered it, but you want a bit more clarity, slide into our DMs, follow us on Instagram first, as Emma always says, kindly, and maybe we'll do an episode for you. Now, this one wasn't exactly a DM slide or even an email like people have been doing. This was a Spotify comment. How good's that? It's a pretty new way for people.
Yeah, but they're popping off. So it's a new-ish feature, but it's absolutely popping off. And just a reminder for everyone, when you comment on there, and if it ever gets love heart reacted, which I do to every single one, it's me on the other end. It's me. It's hooked up to my personal Spotify account. And so
it's going to interrupt Emma's music listening.
No, it's great. I wake up at 4 a.m. every day for work, check my phone most mornings. One of the only notifications that I've got overnight while sleeping is like 3 comments on Spotify. And it's the best because I get to log on and be like, oh, but on the flip side, whenever it's a rude or a hate comment, people don't realize it's me on the other end. It's not a team. It's not a robot. It's just little old me. So be nice.
Also, aren't they public? I always think it's kind of crazy.
They are. And then I can click on their profile. It'll be like Summer. And I click on Summer's profile. And then I can see her profile picture. And it shows me her public playlist. So it'll be like Nebraska Road Trip 2017. And I can see like that she's listening to Shania Twain. And I'm like, Summer, this doesn't pass the vibe check. You seem like a happy-go-lucky gal. Why are you commenting hate on my podcast?
We love Shania. Don't send us hate, Summer.
Anyway, Summer isn't an entirely made up person, but the gist is true.
That's so good. You really paint a picture, Em. This is why you work in radio journalism, because you just really, I was there with you. I was on her profile. I could imagine the playlist.
Also, just picture like my eyes are half awake, the lamp's on, like I'm a zombie and I'm reading this half asleep and I'm like, what? And it's I'm starting my day on the wrong foot. And then to find out that like Summer has daisies in her bio, I'm like, oh, wow. Does your family know you're commenting this on people's? Yeah, it's weird.
Also, I don't know if anyone else thought that, but the way you just said lamp, just like lamp. Super Australian. I miss it. I'm surrounded by people who don't have Australian accents and I need you to say lamp again.
Lamp.
Just say it again.
Got the lamp
I've
on.
Got the lamp on. I don't know.
How would you say really that good. In an American way? Lamp. I don't know. Lamp. It's a lamp. Anyway, moving on. Abby is not a hater. She's a lover.
No, she's not. And also, I think this comment's kind of funny in like a low-key kind of way. I think Abby has a good sense of humor, is my hunch.
Anyway, enough chit-chat. Abby commented on our episode called So, Tell Us About Yourself, The Art of Storytelling, which is all about introducing yourself in that first bit, who you are, what's brought you here, why you want the job. So she commented on that and said, can you say that you want a job because of the money or that the hours suit you? How can you professionally word this? Love you guys. Thanks for your help.
I love that. I mean, you can comment a question, I guess, on any episode. It doesn't necessarily have to be relevant, but I love that she's already found the episode that's relevant to her question. Like that shows me that she's listened to it and she's like, yeah, but I still have one more thing that I'm not sure about. That's great. Love that. So I'm with you, Abby. So I thought this would be kind of fun to be like, let's take what she's asked to say and put it into ChatGPT to be like, how do we professionally say, I need the money and the hours are good? How do we like translate that into, you know, corporate speak to make it sound good? So here's what that would sound like. I'm looking for a position that supports a healthy work-life balance and provides financial stability.
Okay.
How to professionally say, I need the money and the hours are good. So there you go. That's
just to give my raw reaction on this. I love it in the first instance because you know how we always say you don't need to lie that this has always been your dream job to work at the supermarket if it hasn't, if it's just the job that's getting you through uni, college, like you don't need to make up this grand thing ever since I was a little child. And yeah. So she's definitely heard us say that, which is why she's like, well, it's fine that it's not my dreams. Can I be a bit honest about, look, really, I just need a pay rise. And so like, I love her for that because we don't want to be pretending that it's something's been our life mission when it's just a means to an end. But maybe saying point blank, I need more money, isn't the best approach.
Totally. And I kind of imagined in my head that Abby is like, well, I need a job because I need money. I need to be paid. Does that kind of make sense? Not necessarily that she's getting a pay rise, although that might be the case. But I kind of interpret it as like, well,
I need a job because that's how society was created, unfortunately, and I have bills to pay.
Yeah. And I see people do this all the time on TikTok and kind of go, well, what kind of a stupid question is that? But we'll get to that in a second. Now, to understand a little bit more about why this question gets asked and why you should be answering it proactively and not waiting for, why do you want this job? It should go in your tell me about yourself. It should go in your career story. Go check out the episode that Abby commented on. It's called So ... Tell Us About Yourself. And there's two versions. We'll link them both below. There's part one and part two. And then there's also another one where we talk about the things that your intro should kind of be doing. And that context will really help if you're completely brand new coming into this. But if you already know some kind of background, then we'll get into Abby's question and break this down a little bit. And like you said, Em, we're very in favor of the fact that you don't have to pretend that it's your dream job. You don't have to come up with some ridiculous story and be fake. It's okay for it to just be a job that you want to be paid and it fits into your life, and that's totally fine. But I want to talk about why the because I need money doesn't really work. And it's not because of the TikTok people being like, oh, we have to be fake. It's this whole fake encounter of like, they ask why and you have to say that you don't need the money. And like, there's this whole fakeness to it. I really don't think it's because of that. I truly, truly believe it's not just because we're all faking and we have to lie and it's this big charade kind of back and forth. It's more because I need the money is kind of a given. Like, that's just not interesting. Like none of us would work if we didn't get paid. And so that's just kind of like the accepted truth when you're even walking in the door for the interview in the first place, if that kind of makes sense. Now, I have a really random example, and it's because I've been binge watching Lab Muffin Beauty Science. I don't know if you follow her. She like myth busts all of the ridiculous claims that people make about skincare or hair care or parabens or aluminium in your deodorant or whatever. She's got a PhD in chemistry, and she kind of breaks down all the science and stuff. And anyway, I was watching a whole heap of stuff about shampoo. So I'm going to give an example about shampoo.
Okay. Normally it's dating, but we'll take shampoo.
I know, right? Why not? So think about it as if someone was asking you, why are you buying that shampoo? And you said, well, I need to wash my hair. And you'd be like, yeah, well, obviously, like that's why shampoo exists.
But why Herbal Essence?
That's right. And so what they're probably asking is why you're buying that shampoo. Obviously, you need to wash your hair. Like, we know why you're buying shampoo. We don't know why you're buying that shampoo. Does that kind of make sense? Like, saying I need money, I need to earn an income is answering the, you know, why do you need to work at all?
It's kind of like rocking up to an emergency department and the triage nurse is like, all right, what's brought you in here today? And they're like, I need help. And they're like, well, yeah, you're in the emergency yeah. department. What yes. can we help with?
I gathered that part. You're going to have to be more specific. Yeah, that's right. And I think that's what it really is that it's not that you can't say because I need the money. It's just that that's a given and that's kind of just not interesting because, yes, that we all need the money. That's why we work in this world.
As I've said many times, if we could all be picking berries in a field, we would be. But alas, here we are.
I know. What did you say? It was never meant to be this serious. We were all meant to be picking berries. I think about that sometimes.
Same.
That pops into my head. And I just think it was never meant to be this serious.
Yeah. My ancestors would not like me to be this stressed about this made up world. As long as I've got the next berries, I'm doing good.
They'd be like, what do you mean you don't have to worry about food? Like, life's fun. Yeah.
Interview Academy might be the perfect thing you're looking for. Interview Academy is a course Sarah has been working on after delivering hundreds of interview coaching sessions and getting incredible results.
But unfortunately, I'm only one gal living in an Aussie time zone who works a day job, and all of that mean I can't help everyone one-on-one, which drove me crazy.
So for over a year, Sarah's been working on turning all of those amazing lessons into an on-demand, step-by-step interview prep course. We hold your hand through the entire thing.
And you can do it at home in your own time and get instant access right now. Check it out at interviewboss.com.au/interview-academy. The link is in the show notes.
Now, the part about the hours are good, that's a little better, right?
Yeah, it is. It's not a fantastic answer to the question, but it's a little bit better because it's a little bit more specific. And also, it's true, and it's maybe something about why this job versus a different job. Like, it's a genuine, real reason why you want this role, because there's flexibility for some reason. Maybe it's a lot of hours. Maybe it's the times of day.
I do morning shift work. It would make sense for me to say this if I was going back to a regular 9-to-5. Like, look, these hours, I'm ready. Or if you're a parent who needs school pickup and the job aligns with school pickup.
At one point, Em, you shifted from afternoon shift to morning shift. And that was just an internal kind of change. But let's say that was an interview process. You might say, I'm finding that the afternoons is really tough to have a social life, blah, blah, blah. I'd really prefer to be working in the morning so that I have time for XYZ after work. Like, that's a genuine reason. And it enables you to kind of talk about that a little bit, particularly if they are odd hours. You saying that, yeah, the hours are what attracts me, that's not a turnoff for me. That's actually why I want the job. That can actually be a really good thing. So I think it's good, but I don't think it's enough on its own. So I think sometimes the reason that Abby might have come up with these things, I'm kind of assuming that she's talking about a job where she doesn't really give a shit about it. So she's like, I don't know how to answer this question because I just don't. There's nothing really about the job. Like, I'm not excited about it. She's not at that stage where she's looking for something that she likes to do. It's practicalities only. And so that can make it a little bit hard to do this whole why do you want the job thing. But I think it just needs a little bit of a reframe. I think people are asking themselves in a bit of an odd way, which is why they're coming up with nothing. So reframe it in your head. Imagine instead that they're asking you why you're applying for this kind of job rather than thinking about that exact job.
Why that industry instead of that specific company?
Yes. You don't have to compare this hairdressing job with that hairdressing job. You don't have to compare this cafe with that cafe. You don't have to compare this cleaning job with that cleaning job. Imagine that you're answering the question, why cleaning instead of hospitality? Why retail instead of childcare? All of those kinds of things. Like, why this type of work in general? I think that can really unlock a whole bunch of stuff for people because they're trying to compare, like, why this exact specific job. When, if that's the case, great, talk about the specific job. If you're stuck, go a little bit broader.
Let's say she's going for a job at Walmart and she's like, I can't think of why I want to work at Walmart because I'm not that amazed by the company, hypothetically. But if she could say, yeah, well, I want to work in the supermarket customer service sector because I used to work in cleaning and that was such a introvert kind of solo job. I love chatting to people, so it really suits me. That is a great answer instead of specifically talking about Walmart.
Or I like working in a team. I prefer being on my feet all day rather than sitting behind a desk. Like, there's so many different ways that you can like compare it to a job that's completely opposite to it and then see if that helps you bring up some more things of why you've picked that area. And you might be applying for all of these kinds of things. Like, the stuff that came to mind is like, you might be applying for cafe and cleaning and retail and all these things. You might be applying for all of them. And so me saying compare them is like, yeah, but I've applied for all of them, so I'm happy with anything. Well, like, compare it to something even more broadly different. Or they don't have to know that you're applying for all those other industries either. Like, just compare it to what would be better about getting this one if you got a different one that you applied for. I think that can really help. And if that still gets you a little bit stuck, this has kind of helped a lot of people when I've done coaching sessions with them. Think about when you're applying, even if you're applying for lots and lots. I think that's where people get stuck, is that they've applied for lots and they're like, I don't know, I'm just applying for everything. Right. Well, you probably haven't applied for every single thing that you've scrolled past. There are probably some that you scrolled past and you didn't click on, or some that you clicked on and you didn't apply for. Why did this one make the cut for one that you clicked on? Do you know what I mean? Like, let's just lower the bar a little bit. There has to be a reason. It's something about it. You don't like working on your feet. You prefer working in an office. You don't want to be outside. I don't know. Like, there's going to be something.
Even if you think, oh, that'll do, it's like a begrudging apply, you've still decided that that's at least worth applying for compared to the one that you scrolled past and were like, definitely not.
That's exactly right. The bar doesn't have to be, you know, dream job excitement. The bar can just be...
The bar can be on the floor.
Yeah. It can. It can be just above the floor.
It can be ankle height. So your reason doesn't have to be groundbreaking. Like we've said, pick something specific about it. You could include things like the hours and stuff, but try and include something about the work itself. That's more meaningful.
I just think if you only say the hours, it's kind of like, okay, but a job that you hated that had the right hours wouldn't be enough to keep you in the job. Like, it has to be something about, I really think you need to add that in. So once you've got those two things, something about the job, you can add in the hours if you want. You can add something else about the company. Like, if you've heard wonderful things about Walmart's benefits or the way they look after their people or their career progression or something genuine that you've found in your research, add that in. But you don't have to if you don't feel like you need to or there's nothing that really stands out. But do not pretend it's your dream job if it's not. You don't have to say that you love it. You don't have to say that you have always enjoyed this type of work, but it just needs to be true. So we're just looking for a little nugget of truth. And I know this is hard, so we've got some examples. And maybe we've gotten this completely wrong, and maybe Abby's going for like more kind of career jobs that do require a lot more experience and stuff, but she just doesn't really like any of them and she's just still picking one for the hours. But I think this is harder for roles that do feel really interchangeable. And so all of our examples have kind of focused on that type of thing.
So you could say, I like working in customer facing roles and the tips are pretty good too, but also this role fits really well in with my partner's schedule. And then it would mean I could also collect the kids from school each day.
Great. And I love the, like, I threw in the little, like, and the tips aren't too bad either. It's like a little fun bit of personality. Like, if that's genuinely true, have a bit of fun with it. If they also work in that area as well, they're going to be like, oh yeah, of course. Like, everybody likes the tips. Like, you're kind of poking fun at something that's really obvious and also kind of subtly saying the money.
Like, I need the money. Yeah.
Yeah. But in a nice way. And you're kind of saying, hey, it is customer facing roles. And there's this thing that's, you know, the flexibility is why I'm fitting in. So second example.
You could also say, there's something really satisfying about finishing a shift and seeing the visible results of your work. I really, really like that feeling. I'm also training with a local sports team most evenings, so having that predictable daytime shift would be really ideal for me. See how it's paired? The hours are paired with something genuine.
Yes. And it's not groundbreaking either. Like, we're not saying I love blah, blah, blah. It's like, there's just something satisfying about when I'm in a cleaning job and I finish a shift. Like, it's a small thing. It doesn't have to be the end of the world. It doesn't have to be changing anything. Okay, next example.
Something like, I actually really enjoy physical work and being on my feet. I could never sit at a desk all day. Plus, the overnight hours are actually really ideal for me because I'm actually a night owl. That's great. And it means that my days are then free to handle other life admin.
Love. And like, again, not groundbreaking. Like, we're being truthful about our schedule and why we like it. And you're also kind of having a bit of humor there of like, oh, I could never sit at a desk. Like, the person you're talking to probably also picked it for a similar reason. Like, you're going to connect with them on that.
This next one is very wholesome. I love coffee and I find the hustle of a busy cafe makes the day fly by. These hours are also great for me because I can work early, finish early, and still have time for me and to study in the arvos.
Yep. Love it. And I wanted to be careful about, like, we have said, I like working in customer facing roles in our first example, but I also kind of didn't want to say like, oh, I just love helping people. Cause I know that a lot of times when you're working in customer service, you don't, the customers are the worst part of the job.
You're not doing that for the love. Yeah,
sure. But sometimes you do prefer, even though you really don't like the customers, sometimes you do prefer to do that than just be alone by yourself all day. Like, even though that's the hardest part of the job and it's not the part that you love, you would still prefer like some kind of a job that involves you being social. So I didn't want to throw in, oh, I love customers. And even in that one, we haven't said like, I love making coffees or I love serving people food. It's like, I like coffee as a drinking it. And then also like, it's so busy and the day's over before I've come in. Like, I don't necessarily enjoy the day being so busy, but at least it's over quickly. Like, these are true things. And they're a reason that you would pick that job over something else that you might be able to do versus a restaurant, for example, like, you know, having study time in the afternoon to work around your classes. So four really great examples of how you would do that. And Abby, I mean, you could go with because I need the money. I just think there's so many better ways to go about it. And it's kind of like saying I need shampoo because I have to wash my hair. Like, it's just not that interesting. That goes without saying.
Quick summary. Don't send me hate on Spotify. Even if you're praying and spraying and applying for so many jobs, just take 2 minutes to think about what made you not scroll on past that job. There will be something in it, even if it feels like we're passive aggressively saying the day goes quick and I can be out of this hellhole sooner. Yeah. It's still a hack, right. And we're being truthful, and it'll make sure that the conversation doesn't just abruptly end when you say, because I want more money. That's a bit of a conversation killer. There's not much area for back and forth. It's just a little awkward. So better off to toss them one of those examples, pending it's true. And yeah, you can address it without having to lie and pretend like it's always been your dream to work wherever you're applying.
Yeah. And the hours is great. That works. You can share a little bit about that. You can also add in something about the company. We didn't really do that in those because you don't need to. Sometimes the company is just like, oh, I don't know, it's the same as every other cafe. There's nothing I can say about it. If you have researched and you do like something about the company, add it in there. I've also heard wonderful things about XYZ. Oh, my friend also works here and said it was good. I've eaten here before as a customer and it was good. Like, whatever you want to say, if it's true, you can add that on. But yeah, good luck with it. Go get that money. Thanks so much for listening to Interview Boss. If you like hearing the sound of our voices and you don't mind our advice, follow us on Apple or Spotify. You can even throw in a comment, or better yet, tell someone else about the show. That's how we can hit the charts and help even more people. For more advice, inspiration, and some savable, helpful content, check us out on Instagram at Interview Boss and chuck us a follow.
We've been your job search besties and helped you in some way. There's a cool way you can support the show. Shout us a virtual coffee.
We get a huge kick out of reading all of your success stories. Head to buymeacoffee.com/interviewboss and shout us a cuppa.
If you keep us caffeinated, we can keep the content coming.